This is The Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World, featuring profiles in innovation, restoration, and courage in the world of environmental engineering.
Welcome to The Matrix Podcast. My name is Jonathan Jaffe, and today we're going to be talking about the flooding that occurred in August in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Two Matrix employees were heavily involved in the flooding. They have tremendous stories to tell, and they're here today to share them with us. We have Charles Jones, who is the Director of Ecological Services for our Baton Rouge office, and we have Phoebe Christ, who is an air and water specialist for that office. How are you today?
Thank you for having us.
Phoebe, could you take a moment and tell us about your experiences?
So it started early on Saturday morning around 2 a.m. when our phones had started going off with the National Weather Service alerts. It was early Saturday evening when we lost power. And we had gotten news at that point that the water had, in fact, gotten into our home by then. And so, you know, we said, well, we're just going to bunker down here. We had no power, so everything in the fridge had started spoiling, you know, early in the evening on Saturday. So by the time it was a very sleepless night that night because everybody was waking up checking the water because it was rising where we were as well. We were worried it was going to enter the house there. So we did, we left, and at that point we realized we couldn't go anywhere. We were stranded on this one little strip of dry land. You couldn't go north, you couldn't go south, you couldn't go east, you couldn't go west. The sheriff's office was making a loop in that short area, trying to pass out fresh water and, you know, just make sure everybody was okay. And I was carrying our 10-month-old child at that time, and they said, you know, you've got a pretty small baby here. Y'all might want to go ahead and get in line to catch the airboat out. You know, we said, okay, and we moved our vehicles up to the overpass over the interstate. We were going to leave the vehicles there until the water receded, and we were able to come back and get them. So as we were doing that, the sheriff had made his round, and he came back up, and he said, you have the smallest baby out here, so we're going to take y'all to the front of the line and get y'all on the airboat. So we joke around saying that my 10-month-old saved us from the flood.
So how is your family now?
So we have been living in a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment above a friend of ours' pool house that, you know, they were gracious enough to loan to us. We did actually, and I mean, it's pretty tight quarters with, you know, we have three children under the age of three. So, well, I take that back. They're 3, 2, and 1. So it's pretty crammed in there. We did finally get a FEMA trailer delivered this week and have plans to move into that this weekend, and there are quite an upgrade from the FEMA trailers that were distributed during the Hurricane Katrina a while, you know, several years back. Our house is probably 6 months out from being livable again.
So is your home being built from the ground up?
No, it's not being rebuilt from the ground up, but because of the amount of water that we took on 5 feet. So they ripped the sheetrock out, you know, several feet up because the water will wick up the sheetrock, and you've got worries of mold and everything. So by the time you rip out 8 feet of sheetrock, you might as well just go all the way to the top, according to our contractor. So our house is completely gutted at this point. So it's a complete gut job. I mean, it's just the studs and the roof and the foundation, the concrete.
Has your family received any support?
Well, yes. So, I mean, we applied with FEMA, and like I said, they're giving us the housing unit and SBA. We've been approved for an SBA disaster relief loan. But, you know, a lot of the support came right after the flood with just donations pouring in, Matrix being a huge part of that. I mean, my coworkers around here, Charles Jones himself showed up at my house and was helping rip sheetrock and brick and everything else out of the house, and he brought generator and food and ATVs and was just very, you know, generous with all of that. And then from the other offices, the New Jersey office and Arizona, several of the other offices in Matrix, just, you know, the donations and the letters and the support just started pouring in. It was really incredible.
Charles, what town do you live in?
I live in the city of Central.
How far is that from Baton Rouge?
It is suburb of Baton Rouge, northern suburb of Baton Rouge.
What type of services does Matrix provide to prevent massive flooding like this?
We have a staff who does a lot of work in wetland restoration. And one of the primary functions of wetlands is to store flood water, flood retention. And of course, through development, we've lost a tremendous amount of the wetlands here in the Gulf South in Louisiana. And we are currently working on around 40 projects that are large wetland restoration projects that will retain and store flood water. Let's regroup a little bit and go into the Comey Diversion Canal project. That is something that I have been involved in. If they were to have had the Comey Diversion Canal constructed, that would have probably prevented, they're estimating 20 to 25% of the homes in the city of Central from flooding. The Comey Diversion Canal has been on the drawing boards since 1983. The government, local and federal government, has spent $30 million constructing the Comey Diversion Canal control structure, but there's no canal to convey the water from the Comey River to the control structure.
Do you think this flood will kickstart that process again?
You have to keep in mind, FEMA has spent a tremendous amount of money here, and that's one of the drivers that makes things move also, when they have to spend a lot of money. It's become a very hot topic down here right now.
Is there anything listeners can do to help?
I think that Samaritan's Purse has been a tremendous help. It is a charity that did a lot of good, received a lot of praise.
Now, there is a group on Facebook called the Louisiana Flood Rescue, and it has been set up since the day of the flood that I've been following continuously. So that, again, is Louisiana Flood Rescue, August 2016, I believe, is the name of the page.
Thank you, Phoebe and Charles, for sharing your stories with us on the Matrix podcast. Thank you so much, and we'll be speaking to you soon.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more information about Matrix New World's important work and our family of consultants, engineers, planners, developers, and experts who make it happen, visit us at matrixneworld.com. That's matrixneworld.com. Or send an email to info@matrixneworld.com. Thanks again for listening.